Welcome to Duo Chat with Brittany and Cynthia, where we talk about drama shows from shows ranging from the 90s to today.
Hi everyone, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Cynthia. And we have JC with us.
Hey guys, thanks for having me back.
Yep. Of course. Now, this one's going to be interesting.
Oh, yes.
No, why is this, Cynthia?
Because of everything that happens.
Oh, it has nothing to do with my boyfriend.
Yeah, no, Brittany's boyfriend really acted up in this episode.
I hate this episode. I was dreading this episode.
You knew I was going to talk some crap.
Yes, you know, I was kind of hoping you were going to show up. Please, JC, cancel. Because, you know, it's the prom episode and all the fans remember this one.
Oh, yeah. I can see why. It's a memorable one.
Because what?
Because it's a memorable one with all the stuff that happens.
All right. So this is season 4, episode 20, Promicide. Weird title. Air date, May 2nd, 2001. And the synopsis is?
As everyone gets ready for the senior prom, some bad news causes Gretchen to reflect on her life, and Joy worries about Pacey's odd behavior. Meanwhile, Jen and Jack set each other up for prom dates, and at the prom, Pacey snaps at Joey, and then Gretchen questions her relationship with Dawson.
Pacey's odd behavior.
That's what they put.
Odd behavior. It was odd for Pacey.
But it's out of the blue.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
Kind of, yeah.
Yes, because he's in love with that girl, so I don't believe it.
I think, you know, with the end of the school year coming close and everything going on, him maybe not graduating and Joey moving on to college, he's feeling some type of way.
Well, he's still a junior.
Yeah.
How's he going to graduate if he's a junior?
Probably not.
Because remember, didn't like our grade, if you were behind, you had to go to Omni to graduate?
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to catch up, yeah.
Yeah, if you wanted to graduate in our year,
yeah,
you had to go to Omni. But they don't have that. So I don't know. I don't know where Pacey's, like how he's going to graduate if he doesn't have an Omni to go to.
Right.
Because he doesn't. Right. He's still, all he's doing is taking junior classes. I don't get it. Because doesn't he still.
Isn't it graduation month? It's May. Well, they probably
graduate. May.
So.
Yeah. I mean, there's only a couple episodes and it's graduation. So I don't know how he's going to make it up.
I think he's taking out his fear of not graduating on Joey.
Well, remember the last episode, when it was ditch day. He was the only one at school, and he finally realized being in school alone, he had no friends there because everybody was off living their life on ditch day. So he
that
had nobody.
Realize.
Yeah, it made him realize this is it. Like, this is my life, is just me here in Capeside.
Yep.
But I mean, he did it to himself.
He really did. I mean, but when you're but at the same time, he didn't have much guidance from the adults in his life, which I feel like plays a big role.
Yeah, but okay, think about it. Like, Andy was pushing him to do better. He was getting A's. Then he started dating Joey, and he put her first through everything, and he should have put himself first.
Yeah, right there, that you're absolutely right. That's
and Joey and doing. Joey, as the girlfriend, should have pushed him to study. Instead of helping her study, he should have been studying himself.
Well, Joey's kind of selfish on her own for that one.
Because think about it. If that was your boyfriend, you would be like, Andy, let's study together. What do you need help with? Like, you wouldn't be like, it's all about me. Because you would want to graduate with him, right?
I think Joey intentionally did it like that, but it did work out that way.
But you would want to graduate with him, right?
Yeah.
So why, as the girlfriend, wouldn't you be supportive in his academics like he was with you?
I think she's supportive. He just doesn't take the initiative to do anything.
No, because he puts her first.
And that's his fault.
That's why I said he got himself into this.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame Joey, though. She's just a kid, too, trying to do her best.
She's selfish.
Brittany, did you want to ask JC about Senior Dishy?
Oh yeah. So Cynthia and I were debating this, JC.
Yeah.
And since you're the only one that was senior with us, was there a ditch day? A
I
senior
don't think
ditch?
so.
No, there wasn't. Because remember when the class picked ditch day and then our principal said anyone that misses that day is gonna get suspended?
Yeah.
There was no ditch day.
I think there was like a day that it was talked about, but it wasn't legit.
No, because that was the day that it came out, and then that
Yeah.
was the day I had a seizure. So,
Oh, shit.
yeah, so I was like, no, that was our only ditch day, but it was supposed to be a secret, but you know, in our class, it was never a secret.
Never, no, nothing never was a secret.
No, so that's why I was like, no, there was no such thing as a senior ditch day that the school allowed us to have.
No.
They ne No, instead, they were like, you need to be here every day. From 7:45 until 2:45,
Yeah.
and you can't miss a day. I mean, they were strict with us. I felt like we were babies. Like they treated us like babies, even when we graduated.
Yeah, they did.
It's like they held us hostage.
Yeah.
They did. We didn't get to have any of this fun stuff that
Well,
Cape Side gets to have.
keeps I mean, that's because the students just go ahead and do it. I don't think this
No, they
school is
allowed.
rewarding it.
No, it was senior ditch day. There was no seniors at school except for Drew and Pacey.
Yeah, but the school didn't allow it. It's not like they're saying, go ahead and
They didn't go after all the kids. They didn't threaten them with suspension like they did for us. I mean, they didn't do any of
well, no, but
that
at the same
stuff.
time, it's not really allowed. I mean, they didn't say, here, please ditch school today.
I think they did.
I don't think so.
Because even Gretchen brought up her senior ditch day. Like it's just expected that in Capeside they have a senior ditch day.
I mean, I think it's expected at every school, but our
No, not
school didn't
ours.
want it to happen. It was expected, yes, but they didn't want it to happen.
It was not expected.
Yes, it was. Every senior class wants to try to do that.
Try. But in Capeside, it was an actual senior ditch day.
Because they weren't given qu consequences if they did it. But
So JC,
I doubt the school allowed it. Yeah.
for our almost senior ditch day, I put in quotes around that. Would you have participated in the senior ditch day? And
No,
not
my mom wouldn't have let me.
Cynthia?
Yeah, mine might have.
She would have let you? But would you have done it?
Yeah.
Huh? Ooh, Cynthia, but didn't you have like, what did you have under the five absences to get out of exams?
I don't remember.
That's
Probably
what I
not.
would be, that's what I would be worried about is did I take too much time off? I don't think I would have done it.
I was kind of a good kid and didn't do anything. I
JC said you're the good kid.
was.
You know what? Hey, Cynthia, you know what JC was? The ditch friend day. The person. She just
Oh,
ditched her
that's
friends
hilarious.
for good. You know I have to throw that in anywhere I can.
I know you do.
And you know, I think if Mr. Green was still here, he would have let the kids take the day off too.
Probably.
Who is the principal at the school?
That one guy that we saw for the prank episode. I don't remember his name.
Oh.
I didn't like him. Oh, see, they get to do pranks. Did we even have a senior
They didn't get
prank?
to do the prank, didn't it? They just did it and almost got in big trouble.
There was no consequences.
There would have been.
They knew who did
No, they didn't. They couldn't prove it.
Yeah, Drew's the one that got in trouble at the end.
Yeah, what was his
Suspended.
punishment?
Suspended.
Ooh.
I don't remember how many days, but
Well, clearly it wasn't very many because he was back the next episode.
Yeah, I don't think
So
we had a prank for our class.
this is what I'm saying. I don't think we had a prank.
Well, because in there was there's people that did pranks in years prior, and
Okay, JC, I remember your brother's senior prank.
it where they put
Their
the fork
class.
in the teacher's yard, and she claimed she broke her toe.
Yes.
I think that's when they stopped doing pranks.
Yeah.
Cynthia, do you remember that?
I think I was in choir when I heard about it. Because one of
It's
the,
hilarious.
yeah, I had a girl from that class in my choir class. I think she was talking about it.
Yeah, because they put those of the forks in her
Yep.
yard.
I don't know about
Yep.
the fork that. Wait, you said forks?
Yeah, they put forks in her yard. Like,
It was
oh, okay.
plastic forks.
What's
It
the point of
wasn't.
that?
They just like stabbed them into the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the object was. Ask JC.
So that she'd have to clean them up, probably.
Why didn't they just do like confetti or something?
That's because forks you actually had to go out your lawn and pick up. It's a pain in the butt.
I feel like
Confetti, yeah, let the rain wash it away.
maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I thought she said she stubbed her toe or something and being all dramatic. And it was like, and I remember like going to school, like rolling my eyes. I'm like, oh, it was plastic forks.
And she probably wasn't even the one that was picking them up. She probably made her kids pick them up.
Oh, yeah, I don't think she lifted a finger.
No.
Let's be honest, I don't even think she went outside. To even, I
No.
think she probably opened her door and saw the forks
Yeah.
and then claimed she stubbed her toe.
How do you,
Yeah.
first of all, how do you stub your toe on a plastic fork that bad?
Well, too, like, can you see that there's forks in the ground?
Was she out there barefooted?
I guess so.
Maybe.
That's what it sounded like. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And then I remember too, it was around school that people were like, the only reason why that class did it was because they love her.
I don't know why they love her.
I
I thought they just said that to cover it up.
They probably did, but
Oh, yeah. I'm like, why would any class really be like, oh, we love her?
well, I definitely don't love her for when she came in. Apparently, mine and JC's algebra class. I don't remember
Yeah.
JC, but and then just said that someone smelled. I mean, who says that?
It's like,
And
don't say anything unless you're going to offer a solution.
if you're gonna give someone deodorant, okay, but don't just come in there and just say it's not even your classroom. Stay
Right.
out. And also, she was also the one that got me in trouble for she called me out. For not doing my homework in Algebra 2.
Oh, that's right.
So I was like, I really don't like you. She did. She
Oh.
was like, I was pulling it off because the kids around me were giving me the answer. So I was pulling it off. And then she was like, Brittany didn't do her homework. And I'm like, get out of the effing class, lady. I was like, this isn't even your
Oh
class. Like, it's not your class, so shoo away.
my. Reminds me of another teacher coming in a class and taking my cell phone from me, and it wasn't even his class.
What? Who was it?
The Spanish teacher came in.
Oh my God, him. He's nosy.
Yes,
Oh.
he is.
I remember when I came back from the hospital and from having my seizure and
Ooh.
he was like, "Oh, are you okay?" And I was like,
Was
"You're
he your teacher?
He was never my teacher."
Oh, wow. Yeah, because you took French, didn't you?
Yep. So I never had Spanish, and I was like, "Get out of!" It was an English. I was sitting in English class, and I was like, How do you know me? And you're not supposed to know this info. So go away.
was in English too when he came in and took my cell phone.
Why does he barge into English class?
I don't know. Stay in your lane. Stay over in Spanish land.
Spanish land.
I don't know what to call his class, Spanish.
Spanish land.
I
That's a new one. Cynthia, did you take Spanish with him?
was in the class with JC.
Yeah, we made a piñata together.
Oh, was that before you ditched her?
Oh my gosh.
It was freshman year, yeah.
Yeah.
Cynthia said, yeah.
I'm just saying what year it was. And then JC's the one that took Spanish too afterward too. Yeah.
Girl, you why'd you take Spanish too with him?
I don't know. Because I heard you had to take 2 years of a
What?
language.
No, you didn't. You
We
had to
only had
take
to take
one.
one.
But they were saying for college or something.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
See, I think you might have only taken it because there was nothing else to take.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, my senior year, I didn't need to take many classes. I only took a couple. And
Because,
then.
like, I took French and I was actually mad because there was no French, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I also only needed one language, so 1 year.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh,
I
I'm
think it
good.
was like the year after us, they were required more, I think like 2 credits.
Probably.
And I was.
And I think they actually came up when we graduated. I think they came out with French too.
Really?
I think so, because then I was like, what
Oh.
the hell? How did I get gypped? Because
Yeah.
I actually liked it.
Right.
So that didn't make any sense to me. I think that they should offer more languages.
Seriously, I mean, yeah, it'd be way more beneficial than some of the classes they have.
Well, think
I mean, they
about it.
should.
They only had Spanish until I think we came up, and then they offered French, and
And then they
then
had Chinese too.
yeah,
Yeah.
then they had Chinese, and it's like offer more languages. Come on now.
Yeah, they should have sign language too.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be
That'd be a
awesome.
good one, yes. See, I remember doing like trying to learn sign language in elementary.
Right.
But yeah, sign language would be a good one. I think everyone should have to take that. But I think that that should be mandatory.
Oh,
Yeah,
yes.
sign language, because that's a
There's
good one. Hell, you don't even need
been
algebra. Just take sign language.
plenty of times I could have used it, you know, working with people I've ran into.
Yep. Yeah. I just think that sign language everyone should know.
Exactly, because I mean, some people could lose the ability any day to talk or hear or anything, but so that's just another way to be able to communicate. And then I see a lot of people teaching it to babies, and that's a way for babies to communicate.
Yep. So yeah, that's why I just feel like that one should definitely be mandatory. So if there's any law and stuff to put in place for, a new class, definitely sign language.
Yes.
Like think about it. Most of the classes we took, we didn't. What did we need that for?
Not, I
Right.
mean, like, I don't understand what the point of a current events class was that I took.
Hey. Do you remember taking current events in?
Middle school?
Yeah, but wasn't it 7th grade?
I think
I think.
eighth.
What?
I think it was eighth, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I think it was 7th. I don't know, but I just remember taking it, and I remember that was so easy. Remember that like show we had to watch, that news channel? And
Yeah.
we watched that for what, 20 minutes? And then we had to give our presentations of our two current events for the week. And you could do it any time during the week, but you had to do your two every
Yep.
week. And then once you were done presenting for like a minute, then we literally just had free time.
That's basically what my class was in high school for current events.
But remember how much fun it was? Because it was like literally if two people were prepared to do their little presentation, then you were done and you had like a half hour to do nothing.
Yep.
It was actually useless. Do you remember that quest? One in sixth grade we had. It was called Quest.
It
I don't even
sounds familiar,
know.
but I don't remember what it was.
I don't either. I just remember that one lady, and I remember we had to do we had to wash cars. Our class did. I don't know what your class did. And I
I
just
don't.
remember, I don't even know what it was about.
JC, wasn't that the one?
I think we did nothing, so it was pointless.
Wasn't that the one where we had to make up our own board game?
Nope.
What was
Oh,
that
that
one?
was
No, because yeah, this one was that one new seventh grade teacher, and she was only there for like a year. I don't remember her name because she took, but yeah, she was like the seventh grade teacher, and then I don't remember. I think she was only there for like maybe a couple marking periods and then they got rid of her.
I don't even remember.
But yeah, I remember she was like a very new teacher and then she was gone.
Oh, I don't remember
And
that.
but no, the board game one was fun.
Yes.
Getting to make your own board game, that was fun.
Whose group were you in, Brittany?
Well, it was only like a partner. It wasn't like a group, was it?
I swear it was a group. Me and Cynthia did it together, though. Where were
I
you,
don't.
Brittany?
Wasn't in your class, JC.
Weren't?
Obviously not.
No, she wasn't, no.
Oh, well, she doesn't remember me being in her algebra class.
You weren't.
I was there.
Because you weren't there.
Oh, I
No, I.
was
Whatever, then you went on to be popular.
there. You were just with your little clique. I was not popular.
No, but what was the class that we, what was it called that we did the board game?
I don't know. I thought that was Quest, so I don't know.
I have no clue.
So, you know, it starts with Bess helping Joey with her dress. And how old does Joey think she is?
Why? What
Because
do you
she's,
mean?
well, because she says, what are we in high school? Yeah,
Oh,
that's exactly what where you are.
I'm like Joey, literally. That's you're going to prom.
You're in high school. What?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Pacey ruins the dress.
How did he ruin it? I watched it twice and I missed it.
He
Yeah, me
cut
too.
something. He cut something in the back.
I thought you were trying to zip it up or something.
Yeah, I don't know, but he cut something. And I was like, I don't even know what he was supposed to be doing to her dress in the back.
I
Yeah, the
thought Beth
same.
was like sewing it. I don't know.
But yeah, but then he had the scissors.
Oh.
And he was like clipping stuff. I don't know what the hell he was doing. And then all of a sudden he cut the wrong thing. And I was like, what?
I'm like, why would they even let Pacey near the dress with some scissors?
JC.
Seriously, why would they let him near it with scissors?
You're so mean.
Sounds like a bad idea.
And then since Pacey's technically a junior, he has to have Joey get the tickets for them.
Now, so if he can't buy any tickets, how is he allowed to go? Are they not checking tickets?
Well, obviously you can anybody can go if somebody buys the ticket because Gretchen is 22 and got to go.
Yeah. I was like, that's weird that he's a junior and can't go, but
No, he
yet
can't eat.
he can go. He just can't buy the tickets. It's weird.
Can
Just
go
because
as
he,
a date.
yeah. But only seniors can buy the tickets.
yeah, but he said to Gretchen at the prom that he isn't even technically supposed to be there.
Yeah, because it's not like his senior prom.
Yeah, but he said he's not supposed to be there. So I'm getting the hint that he's not supposed to be there because he's a junior.
Right, yeah. If he wasn't supposed to be there, I don't think they would let him in.
Well, they must. Well, they let Toby in, who doesn't go to school there. They let Gretchen in.
Yeah, because they're dates, so.
I don't think
So
they're
I don't
checking.
think he meant it. I don't think he meant it as he's not allowed to be there.
Yeah, because we could do that too when we're our dances. Yeah.
Didn't they have to be a certain age, though?
They
Yeah.
could be above a certain age. They could.
I think it was like, what, 18, 19 was the oldest?
Yeah.
Yeah, JC, you couldn't be bringing a 22-year-old.
Yeah, my boyfriend wasn't allowed to come to prom. He was too old.
No, but like Gretchen, she wouldn't be allowed to come because she's
No.
22.
Exactly. That was weird to me. I mean, their rules must have been different, but like you could take underclassmen and but they couldn't buy the tickets. You could take them as your date, but they couldn't buy it.
And then you could take, isn't it, wasn't it like 1 year older?
Yeah, it was
And that
like
was it.
one or 2 years, but they couldn't have been out of school for such and such amount of time.
They were strict.
Yeah, today Gretchen would have to go as a chaperone if she wanted to be there.
Yep.
Dawson hanging around a chaperone.
Yeah, I don't know. It's also a little, I don't know. I feel like I would feel very out of place if I was Gretchen. She did
Yeah.
look like she felt out of place, though.
I mean, when you're 22, who wants to go to a senior prom?
Right.
It'd be weird.
I wouldn't want to. I mean, I didn't even go to my own. Why would I want to go to someone else's? Now, you two went to prom. So, was your prom better than this one?
Yeah.
No.
I'm
Oh,
just saying
well,
'cause
wait, who said
Joey.
no?
I thought theirs was cool because it was on a boat, but
I was just saying it wasn't just because of whole Casey's outburst like that.
oh yeah. I mean, ours was fun though.
JC, did you dance?
I did.
Cynthia, did you dance?
No.
Did they have food?
I
I don't
think so.
remember.
I think we ate. But I don't really know. But I think we did. So I
Did any did anyone spike the punch?
No.
Not that I know of. No.
Damn, the class was
I
lame.
don't think anyone was drinking at our prom, really.
Oh, so nobody was Jen sneaking in bottles?
Not that I recall. I mean, I don't feel like there was anyone acting out the ordinary.
Ordinary.
Not really. I don't know. I thought everyone behaved pretty well.
Yeah.
So I just think as where the Gretchen's going. And okay, so let's get to where the girls are trying on dresses, as in Jen and Gretchen.
Oh my God, Jen looks awkward trying on dresses.
I know. And it's weird because Joey already has hers. Like she's prepared.
Yeah.
I want to know where Joey got her dress, why she didn't go with the other girls.
I don't know, but she already had hers. And the girls were just now getting their dresses. And then Dawson and Jack are now getting theirs.
When
And
have Dawson and Jack ever like been friends like that?
this season,
With Andy gone.
because
True.
all of a sudden, they're like besties.
It's weird.
I know.
I mean, they
And
painted houses together too last summer.
oh, yeah.
but like my thing is with these two is Jack says who's getting the corsages and Dawson says Pacey and then he says in the limo and Dawson says Pacey and I'm like, what are you two doing? I was like, you
Right.
two lazy, you two are lazy because you're not even doing anything.
Well, maybe Pacey took it upon himself, but I don't really see that.
No, like it's just weird because the two of them are cool, and it's like, yeah, lazy.
Where's Pacey? Why isn't Pacey? Does Pacey already have his tux?
He must. I don't know, or he has one in the closet. I don't know. He's not there with the guys.
I gotta
Maybe
say, I thought Joey's dress would be a little fancier.
she has no money.
Well,
Cynthia's laughing.
still, it was super plain.
maybe Joey and Pacey went together like before.
And went shopping together.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
That could be.
I'm wondering if Joey's was old because her sister was
Ah, maybe it was Bessie's.
fitting it. Yeah.
Or even their moms.
Yeah. That
I'm
sounds like
guessing,
it
yeah.
could be.
Because otherwise, why wouldn't you have the store tailor it for you?
Yeah.
So
Yeah, and
it's
it
just
ripped pretty
weird.
easily.
Yeah.
It probably is an old dress then.
Yeah, because it's weird because they would fit you at the store.
Right, and they wouldn't sell you a dress that was torn or needed to be fixed, whatever it
Right.
was.
And if it did, they would do it. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, all the alterations they do. So
Yeah.
it's just weird. So I think that's why, is because they don't have money.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
But where
And
do you think Pace is getting money for all this stuff? We don't know.
I don't know. I don't I still don't know how Gretchen and Pacey can afford a beach house. And JC, where did Dawson get his Jeep from? This is new.
Did Mitch and Gail buy
Mm.
That's why I said.
I don't know. Like, I just noticed him in the ditch day episode have a Jeep, and I was like, where'd
Yeah,
this come from?
they never did explain where he got it.
Nope. So I'm just thrown off because he still has the Jeep. I don't get
It
it.
must have been a present from mom and dad. I can't see any other real life. Oh, actually, no. He has that money from Mr. Brooks.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
but he was giving it some of it to Joey, and then wasn't
Some
he?
of it.
Yeah, but wasn't he gonna pay for college with the
Yeah,
rest of it?
but he probably bought that Jeep for cheap.
For cheap.
Well, maybe not. Jeeps aren't cheap.
Well, the tire went out.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought with the boys. Lazy. Because they're not doing anything.
They're not.
No. And why wouldn't Dawson pick up Gretchen's corsage?
Yeah, that's something the date usually does.
He's
Yeah.
letting her brother pick it up.
That's
That's
weird.
lazy. That's lazy.
But what do you think of the limo they get?
Has no money. Isn't that what you
Yeah, but I don't know how that thing's even in business.
I know.
Did you think of the driver?
My mind was just blown. I'm like, I
Well,
just couldn't comprehend how he even had a business doing that.
how is that thing even drivable? And then looking at the driver, I was like, I wouldn't get in a car with him. He looks like he's about to kill them all.
That thing didn't even look safe.
Is that why the title was Promicide? They were gonna kill people on the show
Probably.
from the tech or from the limo driver.
Yeah, that was like a nightmare limo.
Well, Casey didn't basically kill his relationship with Joey and the whole vibe of the prom.
Yeah,
Well,
he did.
the vibe was already dead from the start.
Other people were having fun, it looked like.
No, everybody was fighting.
In the background, the people in the background.
All
Yeah.
the extras.
Yeah. Man, I didn't realize. So I didn't realize they actually took off in the boat and were out at sea
I know,
or what happened.
I thought they were just
Yeah.
anchored.
Yeah.
Well,
Because,
because what if somebody has to go?
yeah, an
Right.
emergency
Yeah.
and your
Or
child.
what if your parents say you have to be home at a certain time?
I can see the boat being out that late. But it's just weird to me that they actually took it out on a cruise for the prom.
And I'm sorry, but when I saw the boat, I was like, there is no way Capeside can
Can afford
afford that. They're
that.
a small town, I thought.
Unless somebody's parents donated it for the evening, I don't know, but that's crazy. It's huge.
I was like, this is not a rich school. I'm sorry.
No, it didn't
Like
seem practical for the budget
they're,
everyone's on.
yeah, and
Yeah.
not their town.
Yeah, it could have been from Miss Valentine's yacht club thing. Like maybe she had a boat that she could give for the night.
I don't think she's the giving type.
Or
Well,
maybe,
her son is.
yeah, maybe Drew
She don't care
wanted it.
about him.
Well, Drew's got access to that kind of stuff,
That's why
so.
she lets him go to Capeside, because she doesn't care about him.
Oh.
She's the one that told Joey Anna goes to a nice, like, trying to say Joey goes to a deadbeat school, and it's like, your son goes there. Well,
Well, maybe he wanted to go there.
I'm just saying that, yeah, but she's the parent. She can put him wherever she wants to.
Yeah, but
I
she
don't think
probably
she
gives him
likes him.
feedback.
I don't think she likes him.
So she lets him do whatever.
But yeah, when I saw that, I was like, that is not a Capeside prom.
No.
Daisy, what would you do if our schools was on a boat?
I would have still went, but I would have thought it was pretty cool, but I don't know. I just feel like it would have made more sense if they would have had the boat docked and to where
You could
people
come
could
and
come
go.
and
Yeah.
go. Yeah.
Oh, and 'cause wasn't ours just at a
A bowling alley.
what?
But it was at the banquet hall area. It was nice.
What colors did they decorate?
Purple and white, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Purple. Where'd they get purple from?
I don't know.
Our class wasn't even purple.
Was a masquerade themed prom, so they did purple and white for some reason.
They should have went with our class color.
That would have been weird, green prom decorations.
It's purple.
Purple's more elegant.
Yours is at a bowling alley, so what do you got to say about
It was like
that?
a bank in the hall in the bowling handle. Bowling alley. It was candlelight. That's
Candlelight.
the
Oh my God. Oh, Cynthia's gone. Did you get to go bowling though?
place. No, I didn't even see. We weren't even in like the bowling alley part.
I'm sorry, JC, but that sounds lame.
It wasn't lame. It was actually nice.
Your class sounds lame.
You were the girl, that's your class too.
I wasn't there, so.
'Cause you're lame.
Here's the
Should have
thing.
been.
Why?
'Cause it's a core memory, core experience of being in high school.
You know how people say they'll like tell seniors, if you don't go, you're gonna regret it
Yeah.
after over 10 years later? I don't regret
Ooh.
my choice.
I would be so upset if I didn't go.
Why?
I love dressing up.
Yeah, but
Yeah, that's why I
I,
went.
but here's the thing, like if I didn't have anyone that like I was friends with. So,
We were friends with that one girl I don't like.
like the only like one of my friends that was there was Cynthia, and I still wasn't going. It wasn't just gonna be the two of us at prom, so.
Yeah, I couldn't find it, but JC, I kept the little I don't remember what was in the poppy candy, but the little purple boxes, cardboard boxes that they had with
Oh,
the white heart on it. I had it somewhere, but I don't know where it is. Yeah, I took one of those.
yeah, those were so cute.
What was it?
Just a little box. I think it might have had like candy stuff in it, but it's just like a little cardboard purple
Like
box that was on
what
the
they put on
tables.
tables with the what?
Is that lame?
Don't be a hater, Brittany, just because you weren't there. It
I didn't
was
want to
cool. Don't
I
hate
told
on me.
I told you if I was friends with these people, I would go. But I had no friends that were there.
I didn't
Nor
have
did I.
really friends that was there. I took a date from another school that was a friend of mine that isn't a friend now.
But like, I wasn't friends with anyone. You weren't my friend, so I didn't need to go.
I just wanted to go and be looking cute.
Same.
See, here's the thing. By time May came around, I was finished with school. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't care about graduation. I didn't care about prom. I just wanted to be out of the building for good. I was done with school. I was like, I don't need to come anymore. So, was prom before our last day of school?
I don't
No.
remember. Oh,
Because May 10th was our last day of school.
I think it was 12th because I think it was my dad's birthday. That's why I remember it.
Yeah, see, by May 10th, I was done. I washed my hands from that school for
See,
good.
I had to go and play in the band and everything.
See, and then 2 weeks later, on May 24th, we had graduation.
Dang, it was that long after?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks.
Hmm.
So, because we were off for 2 weeks and then we had to show up back to school, and it was weird to like walk through those halls again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, by May 10th, I was done. So, if prom was after May 10th, I was definitely done with that school.
I
And I
cried
also
on
have
graduation day.
my prom ticket somewhere with a date on it, but I don't know where that is either. So,
Oh, yeah. Mine's
JC threw hers away.
way
That's
in
how
the
much
box.
she remembers it.
What?
I said, you threw yours away.
No, mine's tucked away in a memory box. I
In
have a bunch.
your memory
I have a bunch of memory boxes. I keep all that little shit.
yours was lame.
No, it wasn't. It was fun, Brittany.
No, see, I wouldn't have had fun. I was okay staying home away from all of you people.
Well, me and Cynthia were the type we like to dress up and do that. We're the girly girls, you know?
But think about it this way. I saved my parents money because I didn't buy a prom dress.
My prom dress was only $30.
Where'd you go?
I got it on sale at Dub.
Cynthia, how much was yours?
My what?
Prom dress.
I don't know, maybe a little over 100, maybe.
Where'd you get yours at?
Some place at
In the
the
mall?
no, not our mall. It was a Birch Run, I think.
Oh,
It's
was
no
it that
longer
Viper
there.
place?
I don't know. It was a small place that had dresses. They're not
I
there
think it's
anymore,
called
though.
Viper. Oh, they're
Yeah,
not
but
there no more?
they're not there, she
No.
said, so it can't
No.
be Viper.
Because the Viper is in Bertrand.
Actually do have a video of prom that I took that night of people dancing.
Oh,
See, Cynthia was just there stalking everybody.
yeah. No, it was fun seeing everybody dressed up.
Hey, do you have one of JC dancing?
No,
No.
I
I
didn't
don't think I even saw her from where I
do a
was.
lot of dancing. JC, I would laugh so hard if she had a video of you dancing.
I couldn't
No, I.
dance well because I was wearing a long dress, and yeah,
Did
I
you.
got made fun of. That's something that sticks with me.
See? That's why. See? I didn't go to prom. I didn't need bullies.
I don't think he did it to be a bully, but at the time, like,
You were
it hurt my
insecure,
feelings.
like it
Yeah.
hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's being a bully.
Yeah, but I don't think he, I think he was doing it and it saying it in a joking way, but I didn't take it that way.
So, did you guys, since I wasn't there, did you guys have like a last dance as a class
No, I
all
left.
together,
I
all
left
for
early.
one?
We took a group picture.
You want to know the interesting thing about that?
What?
I was at the end, but in the yearbook, I somehow got cropped out.
What?
I was like at the very end, one side, and I when the yearbook came out with that picture, I don't know if it was just me, but I wasn't in the picture, so
What the fuck?
wait, you were in the yearbook committee.
not that year. That was only junior year, not senior
Oh,
year.
man, I would have went after those people. I'm just kidding.
What the heck?
How do you crop people out? I mean,
That's
like,
messed up.
if they're all in it, how do you just be like, I'm gonna chop this half off? I don't
I'm gonna
know, because
find who's responsible for that
that's
page.
what I mean. I'd be like coming after them. Like, why was I cut out? I went to prom.
See,
that's
if
why they
you,
were only picking their friends. See, I wasn't interested in all that.
I can go get my yearbook really quick, and because the name
Oh,
should be at the bottom of the page who did it. So,
yeah, do it. Do it so
okay.
we can go. Yeah, I want to know who did it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's downstairs. Hold on.
Okay. Man, I can't believe they did that.
That's messed up. How do you just cut people out?
You know that one, no accident.
No, that's what I mean. Like, there's a bunch of
Yeah.
that's why I didn't
Ooh.
go. What would I want? Why do I want to spend a night with people that don't like me? I just wasn't into that.
I just let I really the only reason I wanted to go was get my hair done and wear a dress.
Well, here's the thing is I had a falling out with one of my best friends at the time. I was done
Gotcha.
with school and
Yeah.
I just wanted out. So the fact that I didn't care about prom, maybe if she would have went, maybe I would have went. But again,
Yeah.
the only friend that was going was Cynthia. So I was like, I don't want to go and, pay money for a dress, get dressed up,
Right.
I'd rather watch a movie at home or something.
Don't blame you. It was not your thing.
Yeah, plus, I mean, think about our class. I'm sorry, but I wasn't hanging around any of them. So,
Right.
and I think that's my thing is I think if I was close to the class, I would have went.
Exactly.
But I wasn't close to the for in our class, so I wasn't going. It is what it is. You're either close to them or you're not, and I wasn't. So,
Yeah.
and there's no hard feelings. I just wasn't going. They didn't miss me and I didn't miss them and we're good.
No,
Think about it. You would have been like, oh, there's Brittany.
I would have said it like that. Oh my gosh.
Man, that girl, I can't stand.
No.
So, JC, what color was your dress?
Black and white.
Oh, so it was like Jen's. I'm
No,
sorry.
it was
Can I just
pinky.
say something? Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Her dress was ugly.
I like Jen's dress.
What?
I thought she looked cute.
Oh, she had some, what was it, a heart or something on it? It was ugly.
Oh, well, I liked it better than the one she tried on in the store.
I actually liked Gretchen's dress the best.
Gretchen's was really pretty.
I liked that one, Cynthia, let me see. Look at her, she's already laughing or something.
Hold
It's hard to see
on.
her, but now she's trying to
Hold on.
cover her face up with the yearbook.
Where's the picture? Hold on. I got to the page. Okay, just these two? I thought it was more. Da -da 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 -da.
They probably just took pictures of their friends.
Probably.
That's how the yearbook went, don't you know? You were
Yeah.
only in the yearbook if you were friends with whoever was in charge of the page.
It says at the Castle Museum.
Wait.
That, no, that was homecoming.
Oh, but then where's
Wait.
huh?
Homecoming wasn't at the school?
It was, but they
Oh,
took
here it
pictures
is.
for the
Here it
court
is.
at the castle museum.
Oh, no, that makes sense. Okay. It was an underclassman, not in our class.
Oh.
Where's the picture? There's the picture.
This is more entertaining watching Cynthia try to find a picture. Look at
I don't know if I can show you.
her. JC, look at her. She's
Okay.
pretty funny. She's just flopping the yearbook everywhere.
I'm trying not to.
Oh, I
Oh
hate
my
your
God.
mic.
Yeah. Am I even close?
No, I can't see a damn thing.
Ah.
Wait, no, you gotta move it up more.
It was almost there.
Yeah. Wait, now
What?
I can't see her screen.
Oh.
JC, you're full screen.
You gotta slide your thing.
Come on. Yeah, I gotta talk.
Okay, there.
Maybe,
I
yeah,
can't see a
no.
damn.
Am I, nope.
Why, where were you?
Just at the very end, somewhere.
Is JC,
Left.
can you, okay, I have a question. Can you see JC in the picture? I just want to know if she got chopped off.
Well, the quality is pretty bad too, but
That's how old it
JC, where were you in the group picture?
You don't know. She was drunk.
I think, no, I wasn't. I think it was to the left, I think. But I could be wrong.
Left or what? Right. Like when you're looking at the picture, were you left or right?
To the left, I think.
To the left, to the left.
Everything. Oh, the box.
She's back now.
Oh, I think I see it. Wait, were you standing up or?
She
I
had a
was standing.
black dress.
You're standing
Yep.
up, you say? Did you
Yeah,
have
black with a white bottom.
well, was your hair like different? Like, did you have like black highlights or is that somebody else?
I had different colors in it. Yeah, I had black and
Was it like a
blue and
big,
pink.
like a silver, goldish, bright necklace? That's kind of
Yeah, the
big.
quality's that bad.
I had bangs.
Yeah, that swoop to the side.
Yep.
Yeah, I think this is you then.
It's gotta be. It's poofy white at the
It's
bottom of
gotta
my dress.
be. Yeah, you can't see the bottom because of the girls in front of you.
But the top
I
is black.
Jay-Z
can't
got
tell.
chopped off by the girls in front of her. So the quality's that bad. Damn, 2012 was a bad year. Like
Yeah, I don't know if
quality purposes.
it might have been
Yeah.
taken with a camera, like an actual digital camera, maybe.
I'm glad I didn't go. That was bad quality.
Yeah. I don't understand how people got their pictures in it, like at home pictures.
Because they
Yeah,
were friends with the person doing it. You only
Chastity.
got it if you were a part of the popular. I'm sorry, it was the popular kids.
It was.
Washing my hands with that. Like,
She
you
should
need
have
to.
even done the prom page.
I know it. Why wasn't it
I
a
know.
senior doing the senior prom?
I don't know, 'cause we actually were asked like who like what pages we wanted to do, so I guess nobody volunteered, and that was like one of the last ones left.
Oh,
So, and
wouldn't
she had to have been there to take pictures too, so that doesn't make even more sense because she's a sophomore, but.
Hey,
Unless she went with somebody older.
who is doing our class picture, or I mean our class pages? Yes. JC, you didn't do your book, did you?
No.
No. JC's not gonna be caught dead in your book.
I didn't have room in my schedule for it because of band.
What if you miss somebody?
I
I think
had
you had a list.
most,
What?
probably had a list to do.
no,
Ah,
no,
no.
well, not from what I remember.
How do you, well, what if you miss somebody?
Well, like in the class, like no, but like group pictures, it doesn't really matter. But you do try to get
True.
everybody. But they got you, Brittany, so.
What, in the class picture?
No, as a picture by yourself.
What? Let me see.
Do you have a yearbook?
Yes, I got a yearbook. Where am I? Oh,
Hoodie.
delete that picture. All right, we can cut that one out.
No.
Yes. You know what's funny? One of the yearbooks, I think it was sophomore year, somebody asked me who was doing the yearbook. She said she was doing our page and she said, "What's your class quote or something?" And I said, "I couldn't wait for
What?
the school year to be over."
Oh my God. Is
Yeah.
that what you
It was used.
said? Did they really?
Yeah. It said, like, the best part or something is when it's over.
Oh my gosh, of course you said that. That's funny.
Hey, but think that was sophomore year I wanted to be done. Here's the thing. By the time I got to high school was a different vibe than middle school.
I hated middle school.
I hated high school.
I think we were the opposite. I hated middle school.
Like, if I could redo any time period, it would be middle school.
Really?
Well,
No,
here's the
me
thing.
too.
I think here's the thing too, is I was close with like the people in the office and they made it feel like home.
Right.
And also too, like I'm gonna be honest, like the office scared me in high school.
Did it?
They were mean. Anytime I would go in there, they were mean. So I was staying out of
Why
there.
were they mean?
What?
Why were they mean?
I don't know. They just, anytime I'd go in there for something, it just seemed like I was getting in trouble. So I was like, I'm
And
staying out of this building. I'm just staying out of the office.
I don't blame you.
Where middle school felt like home. So I just liked middle school better.
Well, that's because you had your grandma there too, I think.
Yeah.
That really helped.
Well, plus, like, my brother had gone through it. So it, like, by the time I came along, I was like the favorite. So.
Yeah.
And then I got to high school and it was definitely not like that. And I mean, freshman year was okay because I had my brother. But
Yep.
then once he was gone, I just was done with school too.
I
It's like I wanted to graduate when he graduated. JC,
don't
I have
know.
a question. Did you and your brother ever talk in the hall?
No, my brother hates me.
He tell you, like,
My brother didn't want people to know I was his
you're
brother
related?
and his sister, yeah.
Well, it was funny because my brother and I, we would try because we had like media. We weren't in the same hour, but it was the same class.
Yeah.
And he would try to like one up me and be like, oh, well, I'm gonna do better. And I was like, psh, I get A's.
Oh.
Like, I get A's in this class. But the one, it was like the fourth marking period, I slacked. So I got a B and he got an A. And he goes, I beat you. And I said, only because I didn't try. If I actually tried, I would have got an A and I would have beat you. And
Yeah.
then I remember in media, we had to do something with ancestry. And my brother was like in the hallway. He goes, now don't do anything. And I was like, this is the first time my brother's talking to me.
Yeah.
I felt
Yeah.
special. Cynthia's still looking at the yearbook. So is there any pictures of JC at prom?
Probably not.
JC, you weren't popular.
No. As much as you like to say I was, no, I was not. I just was cool with everybody for the most part.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I was.
We'll take a poll.
I didn't hang out with anybody.
You hear me?
Oh, we'll take
We'll
a
take a
poll.
poll. So, Gretchen gets the news, that she didn't get the job, and then she goes outside and tells Dawson. She runs into him. It was weird though, or aged, shall I say? Because she said the lady just paged me.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that aged.
I don't even know. I've never actually seen a pager.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
No one I knew ever had one when I was younger.
Yeah, I mean, I've never used one, but I mean, I know what they look like. Yeah, I just thought that was funny. I was like, man, that's definitely taking it back, isn't it?
Yeah. And okay, so Gretchen has a pager. What it so is a pagers were basically like, hey, call me or what? How did they work?
Yeah, you'd send out a short message saying to call whoever.
Okay.
Basically like a text like saying that I need to talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was kind of like a call me ASAP kind of thing.
Yeah, I just never exactly got how they were. Like, how did people type on them?
Think it wasn't it like a number or something? I don't know.
Yeah, it was, and like you only had a certain amount of characters.
So certain things meant like you would do certain codes or what?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, so then Jen, Jack, and Toby are together. Okay, JC, I'm sorry. I know you love Jack. But I thought his laughing at Toby was a little too much.
It
I don't know. I just seemed like the laughing was too much.
was cute. Well, okay, can I just say Toby looked hot. Toby looked hot. When Jack went to pick him up and that door opened, I was like, woo-wee. Okay. I was happy for Jack in that moment. You don't think he looked good, Brittany?
No.
What do you think, Cynthia?
Yeah, I think he looked good.
I think Jack looked good. I didn't
We
think
both cleaned
Toby.
up real nice, but Toby, oh my goodness, I didn't expect that. It was cute. I liked seeing them together at prom.
Did you think it was a good idea for Jen to set them up like that?
No,
I thought it was messed up.
Jen is always getting in Jack's business.
Well, he does it too.
And
Like she
she
said,
just
she brought up
doesn't
Henry.
learn.
She brought up Henry
I
in her
know,
college application.
but he only did it.
Oh.
He only did it once. She's done it with every single guy that
Yeah.
he has liked.
I think she overstepped her boundaries there, but
I mean,
it did work out.
when it
I think
was
it's funny what he did back.
so when it was Jack and Toby, and then Toby was leaving and Jack's or then Jen's all just smiling and I'm like, Jen, I know what you're about to do. Look at the smile on your face. I thought it was funny too, because then of course Jack calls her and he's like, so you're gonna go no matter what. And then it opens it up to who's her date?
Yes.
Drew.
Ah, when he did that and she opened the door and Drew was there, I was laughing.
Me too. I was like, that's a good one.
Yep.
But going back to Toby and Jen, okay. Jen tells Toby, Jack wanted me, he begged me to invite you as his date. And I went, I don't think Jack ever said that. I don't think he ever begged. I don't think he asked.
He said,
I
I
think
don't
you,
want
he didn't want to go with Toby. I don't know what you're talking about, Jen. So yeah,
to
I was like,
do
whatever.
it. I thought it was messed up that she was playing with Toby's feelings.
Well, and Toby's so always so mean to Jack, though.
But he likes Jack.
Well, doesn't everyone like Jack, JC? You do.
Yeah.
Okay, then. I mean, what's not to like about him?
That one guy didn't like him when he was a jerk to his dad.
But yeah, I thought it was funny. Oh, and then it was funny though because Drew was going with Jen because Jack was paying him $50.
Yep.
What? Really?
Yeah, he
I
offered
missed
because
that part.
yeah, because Jen said something about like why are you here, whatever, and he goes, Jack offered me $50 to go with you.
Oh
And I'm he
wow.
goes, and I
Okay.
accepted, and I was like,
But
But
wasn't it fun?
I did think it was funny when Jen or when Drew goes to Dawson's to meet up with them, and it's Dawson, Joey, and Gretchen standing there with the baby, and then he goes, "Cool, baby, can I hold it?" And they're all, "No."
I ain't never seen a guy just ask to hold a baby like that.
Well, especially Drew.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't let him hold my baby either. But
No.
was just so funny, all three of them protective. No.
No.
Oh, and then it was funny because he was like, yeah, I'm going with Jen. And they're all like, this is weird.
Probably like, what?
Well, then it was funny because then when Jack and Toby come up, Jen was yelling at him saying, I don't think the crime or the punishment fit the crime.
I think it did. It's
I did too.
unfair.
What are you gonna say, Cynthia?
No, that's actually what I was going to bring up about the baby.
Yeah, that was funny. Now, okay, here's my thing. When Pacey was given the corsages,
Yeah.
and then they're like, when did you get them? And he said, well, no one told me. Because then Gretchen goes, Pacey, you're supposed to refrigerate them. Why didn't Gretchen tell him that he had to put them in the refrigerator?
The florist. She probably thought the florist told him.
Well, was her corsage too? She should have told him. But yeah, I was just like, Gretchen, why are you yelling at him? Like, why didn't you put it in the fridge?
Right.
And I mean, technically, Dawson's part responsible because he should have picked up hers.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was just like, why is everyone picking on Pacey all of a sudden? Oh, yeah, I didn't like that part. And I didn't like Gretchen going after him for it. And then Dawson was just being nice, covering it up. Well, we can just get the flowers from the garden. Well,
Yeah.
you know Dawson's good at stealing flowers.
Oh, yeah.
But
Yes.
I wonder what's going on with Jem, because we just saw her the last episode that she figured out what happened with her dad and she was done with therapy and now she's drinking all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But it seemed like she was okay and now prom and everything went backward.
Yeah, and I thought she figured it out, like she could go to New York because she figured it all out, but now she's depressed because she doesn't want to go to New York. Then don't go to New York.
Right.
Easy as that. I don't know why you gotta drink about it. Just don't go. That's my opinion.
I think she feels like she has to go because of Jack.
He'll survive.
But I thought it was awkward in the store when Joey bumped into Dawson and making him accidentally drop that box of condoms.
You know what I thought was funny? Was before that when Drew goes up to Gretchen. I don't even think they ever had scenes together. And then she was like, "How are you gonna buy those?" And he goes, "Oh, well," he said that her advanced age will come in handy. And I was like, "What?" And she was
Fancy.
like, "No, I'm not buying those for you."
Who is supplying Jen's liquor?
Herself.
Yeah, but where's she getting it?
She probably has a fake ID.
Everyone, it's a small town.
Well, the last episode, Drew was giving out fake IDs to Pacey.
Yeah, but it's a small town. They would know, hey, this girl isn't of age.
Well,
She's a high school.
how did her and Abby get alcohol all the time?
Well, at the one party, they stole bottles of champagne.
I know, but they were always getting drunk.
And then if
Yeah,
Drew has a fake.
that's what. Oh, yeah, Cynthia.
Yeah, if he has a fake idea, why doesn't he just use it to get the liquor now?
I don't know. Did the cops take his fake
Unless
ID away?
it was, yeah, confiscated or whatever. Yeah, that could be it too.
He should have been punished.
Yeah, that's, yeah, pretty illegal.
Oh, JC. We skipped over something though.
Yeah.
Okay. When Gail sees Dawson, she said, "You're the spitting image of your father." And then
No.
Mitch, no. And then Mitch says, "Just more handsome." And I was like, I literally was like, I don't think JC would agree.
No.
Because,
No.
like,
No.
Mitch said it. Mitch said that. And I was like,
They made him say that.
what?
They
But I
made him say that.
was like, I don't think JC agrees with Mitch.
No. They
Literally,
don't even
though.
look. I don't think they look alike at all.
But literally, when he said that, I thought of you.
Mitch is hotter than Dawson.
God. Yeah, I just thought that was funny. I was like, no.
Oh my gosh. Jen almost falling overboard.
I know.
Okay, it
And
reminded me, it took me back to Abby.
yes.
Yeah, that.
It was a throwback.
And then it reminded me of Titanic too, when, except she wasn't
Yeah.
drunk, but Rose almost wanted to jump purposely, but Jack caught her and they both were
Yeah.
kind of like hanging for a second. That reminded me of that too.
Yes.
Well,
But isn't this the same body of water that Abby drowned?
yeah.
So
Yeah,
why would.
probably.
Okay, and the fact that Jen is acting just like Abby that night.
Yep.
And she has no problems of jumping.
Well, she
This
slipped, didn't she?
yeah.
Well, she was slipping here too. But I was like, Jen, you were with Abby that night, and it terrified you and
I
traumatized
think
you and everything. And here you are, basically making the same mistake.
she's just so depressed that she doesn't care
Of what?
about anything. She just wants to die.
Why?
We don't
I don't
know. They're
know.
not making that
I
clear.
thought she fixed everything in therapy.
Supposedly, but
Remember, she was so fixed, she said she didn't have to go back.
lies.
Dawson at the prom, he tells Gretchen,
Yeah.
I have the most beautiful date.
Oldest date.
Isn't he in love with Joey?
Yeah.
Well, then Joey would be the most beautiful.
Unless he thinks Gretchen's prettier. I like Gretchen's dress way better.
I know, I love her dress.
Joey's was kind of, it was okay.
I didn't like Jen's.
Joey's hair wasn't even done. It was just a ponytail.
Well, was Jen's done?
Yeah, she had it curled.
Her hair's always curly.
No, it was done a certain way. It was like curled back to the side, and it was cute.
No.
It was.
No.
It was better than Joey's hair, a ponytail.
Yeah, that looked really out of place.
Cynthia,
Her
how'd you do your hair?
was actually up for junior year, so I don't know why she didn't do it this time.
Right.
Cynthia, how
My
did you how was your hair at prom?
was in a braid with a white ribbon through it to match my dress.
Ooh, pretty.
And I had a like a flower clip thing right here.
Not a plain ponytail.
Right.
Hey, she's not rich.
Hey. You don't. You can be poor and have a nice hairstyle.
Yeah, she had her hair up for junior year and looked really nice. So I don't know why they didn't do that again.
But she was
Yeah.
rich junior
No, she wasn't.
What?
No,
They got more money now than ever.
they
Oh yeah, with
don't.
their B&B.
No, they don't have money. Remember, she can't pay for college.
She can.
No, Dawson's paying for her college.
Well, yeah, but according to the college, well, they are making money with the B&B,
Yeah, not that
so
much.
no, but enough that she could have had her hair done.
Okay, and then Pacey's being so distant with Joey all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's really like out of place that he's acting like that. It's weird.
Well, and then she confronts him when she wants to make out with him at prom. I was like, okay. Then he walks away. And then Joey is just, of course, wandering around, oh, sad as Joey does. And then Dawson, being the little puppy that he is, I mean, puppet.
Yeah.
He then, of course, needs to go and, be her savior.
Yeah.
And then he goes and talks to her because that's just what he does. And it was weird though, because when they were talking, Joey says, Joey asks him if he's in love with Gretchen.
Yeah.
What? Why is she getting so personal?
He gets personal too. But I don't know. It's weird.
I think, well, it's because she saw him with the condoms, but he can sleep with anyone he wants.
Well, I think because of the feelings she had afterwards when she did, she just wants to make sure her friend's ready.
Whatever, because wasn't it right then and there that he said that he couldn't love anyone like the way he loved Joey, and Joey said the same thing?
Well, I think she's feeling hurt right now, the way
Okay.
Pacey's acting.
Yeah, but I did not like that comment because I don't believe it, because I think she loves Pacey more.
That's how it seems, but I
Because she told Dawson that she couldn't love anyone more, like the way she loves Dawson. And I was like, that's a lie.
Well, didn't she just say she doesn't think that she'll love anyone like she loved Dawson? Not
That's the same
necessarily
thing.
more.
Well, yeah, but
No.
he said it and then she just went with it.
Yeah, I mean, you can love people differently.
All they ever did was fight. What was there to love about each other?
They grew up together.
So did Pacey and Joey.
No,
No,
not
but Dawson and
in
Joey went through a lot
the
of stuff together.
You know what, you two? Why are you going against me when it comes to Pacey?
We're not going against you. We're just giving our opinion.
Remember what Pacey said. They were just movie buddies.
Well, they were still there for each other. Like when Joey's mom died, Dawson was there for her.
Yeah.
He was there for her when Bess was having her baby.
Yeah, and Pacey was there for Joey when her dad was in prison.
Well, Dawson did his best in that situation too.
Didn't pay the guards for her and drive her to the prison.
I don't think we're debating. We're just saying what we think. I mean, Pacey did do good things, yeah.
So when Pacey sees Dawson and Joey dancing,
Yeah.
it was a flashback to the year before at junior prom when Dawson walked in on Pacey and Joey dancing.
He can't even be mad, though.
No, I just thought it was a flashback to the opposite of who was dancing with her.
Oh, definitely.
Because think Dawson walked in, got mad for no reason, and then Pacey walks in. Yeah, but
Did
Pacey.
Casey actually get mad, though?
No, he said he didn't give a crap.
Yeah.
He says, I see the two of you dancing, and I just don't care. I'm like, what? Oh. Okay. We just don't care, right? All right. What did you
Ooh,
think?
Jack and Toby. I'm sorry, I'm stuck on them. But yeah, I don't know. Pacey was a douche.
Right. So, JC, do
Yes.
you remember when I said that there were going to be times that I could not defend Pacey?
This is it.
Yep. Here it is. I don't get it because it's not like we've seen him depressed.
Right.
It's out of the blue.
It did
Like,
hit him quick and out of nowhere.
I mean, just a couple episodes ago they slept together and they were all over each other. Like, it's just weird how all of a sudden
Now that
he
they got.
doesn't want to touch her. He doesn't want to he doesn't know why he's with her. Like, come on now. You know why you're with her.
Now that he got that out the way, now he's. There's nothing left for him to go for anymore. So he's sad. I don't know.
But think about it. Like, Pacey goes after the smart girls.
He does. He does.
So there's a reason why he's with Joey. Like, the fact that he said, I used to know, but I don't anymore. I'm like, but you do
I think
know.
maybe he's jealous that she's got so much going for her and he doesn't right now.
Yeah, he told Gretchen that ever since he got back from his trip, he's just been angry at Joey and he doesn't know why. His trip with Jug, apparently.
No, I just feel this is what I mean. I don't like the writers writing it this way.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's out of character for Pacey to snap at the woman he loves.
Well, they needed a reason to get him broke up.
Really? Whatever, JC.
Gotta add drama to the show. What's a show without drama?
The show is in bed. There is no drama in the show.
Yeah, there is.
They decide now to throw drama in.
Well,
Maybe
this
they're.
show is a drama, right?
Yeah, well, there is no drama in the drama show.
They're probably told to do something at the end of the season, so this is what they chose.
But it's not even the finale or anything.
Not yet. Building up.
Ooh. I didn't like that it happened that way. That he yelled at her in front of everyone. And then she told him to go to
It
hell.
was
Okay, so I mean, which I don't even know why he went to prom.
He felt forced, I think.
and he should have just told Joey, because he said, well, you wanted the happy mascot. Elbows off. It's like, oh my God, shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, Dawson, here it is. Dawson just had to run after her as soon as she
Well,
reached.
why
Because the writers are making it back to Dawson and Joey a third time.
not?
How many
But
times do we have to see Dawson and Joey?
somebody needed to console her. And who else would do that than her life
Jack.
and friend?
Jack.
No, who else would do that than her life
Jack.
and friend? Jack is
Jack.
off in La La Land.
Wow.
He's having a good time.
My gosh.
Until he offended Toby, which I can see why Toby got offended.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that, JC, since that's the couple you're interested in.
I am.
Why is Jack on a date with Toby bringing up Ethan?
Well, Jack doesn't see it as a date, especially since Jen fixed him up. But yeah, and
Yeah.
Jack already told Toby that nothing was going to happen between them, that they're just going to be platonic.
Well, yeah, because Toby said, let's dance. And Jack's like, no, how many times do I have to tell you? And it's like, Jack, what?
He's being kind of rude to Toby. Toby went with him, even though it was a setup, Toby doesn't know that.
Can I just say that I'm proud of Jack?
Four.
He's come a long way since the last prom.
Yeah, he really has.
He didn't, last prom, he didn't want to be seen with a guy.
True.
Now he's taking one to prom.
Wait,
That's
he
a
had
step
no choice.
up. But that's a step up for him to actually go with somebody to prom for Jack. Like, Jack is still hiding it. And the fact that now, I mean, think about it, he's at prom and he's going with
Yeah.
a guy. Like, that's a step up in the right direction for him.
Oh yeah, it's huge.
Especially what he does when he has to go and talk to Toby after he yelled
Oh.
at him. I mean, that's definitely like 10 steps forward.
I love it when he goes and talks to Toby.
And then what does he do, JC?
They kiss.
I was actually surprised that they did because this was 2001.
So it was huge to be showing same-sex couples.
Kissing,
Yeah.
not even
Jack.
just on camera, but actually kissing. I thought that was really good. What do you think, Cynthia?
Well, Jack did kiss, what's his name, when he went back to that college to see him, Ethan.
True.
Did we actually see the kiss though?
Yeah.
I feel like it was just like, I feel like this one was more serious.
Someone had more significance to it for sure.
Yeah, I feel like the other one was kind of more like, I don't know, a peck. But like this one was actually like a kiss.
And
Yeah,
it
so.
was at a school function.
Yeah, and it was
Yeah.
like meaningful. So yeah.
Yeah, because Toby actually likes Jack, so.
And
Yeah.
Jack likes him. But yeah, I was happy though that they actually showed it. 'Cause you know, on shows, especially in the 90s, if they
That is
did this,
2001.
well, I know, but it's still a 90s show.
Yeah.
But I'm glad. So, do you think that they were one of the first ones to do this?
No.
No, like have them kiss on camera.
No.
Well, I think for a teen show,
More
it
so for like
was.
younger shows, probably,
Yeah, like a teen show, yeah.
but I appreciate like they're trying to normalize it to show people like, hey, it's
It's
okay to be
okay.
who you are.
Yes. Yes. It's okay to love whoever you love.
Yep.
So
So
there,
kudos
JC,
to them. Kudos to the writers.
your favorite couple made up.
Yeah.
By the way, JC, I did not know you were supportive of Toby.
Well, I wasn't until.
Till you saw him without his glasses on and now he's got a suit
No,
on.
in the past few episodes, I've liked him. Like, ever since he got beat up at that bus stop. And I mean, can we be real? It's true.
You liked him since he got beat up.
I did.
Oh my God. All right.
I felt for him.
So it seems like the only couple that's actually having fun is Jack and Toby.
Yeah.
Because at this point, the Pacey and Joey are kind of over.
Yep.
Jen is drunk with Drew. I mean,
And
Drew's
she
not drunk, but
didn't
Jen's.
want to be there with
Oh, by the way, Jack, not Jack, Drew surprised the hell out of me.
anyway. For what?
Because he grabbed Jen off the ledge.
Drew is.
I
He's a
think he
dude.
likes, I think he likes Jen though.
He does. He's got a
Yeah.
soft spot for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he did when they were in New York together. He liked her.
And I thought it was nice that he, when Jen told him, like, I don't want to go to New York, he goes, you don't have to go back. You can just move
Yeah.
forward. And I was like, that's nice of him to say. And then, so then, of course, Gretchen tells Dawson, like, that she basically breaks up with him, too.
Yeah, I mean,
And then
I get
she,
it.
and I
I
get
think
it,
it's
too.
hilarious. Anyway.
Well, especially too, like she's like when she said, like, I knew you would run after her. And he goes, well, you told me to. No, she told you the first time to go talk to Joey, see what was wrong with her. She didn't say when Pacey and Joey fought to go run after her like you did. You just
Right.
went. I was like, I wouldn't like it either. Your date is leaving to go be with his ex?
Right.
No. Like, I was against that too.
I mean, I get why he did though, but
Yeah, but he was on a date.
true.
With somebody he wants to sleep with that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it's right.
But I don't think he likes Gretchen as much as he let on, so
Okay, then we jump to Pacey going to see Joey. But see, the problem is they're all fighting on the damn boat and they can't go anywhere.
They're all
They're all
trapped.
stuck. So then, okay, so the thing is, like, I don't understand this. Pacey says, like, he talks about giving her the wall, the boat, the ski lodge, and then he can't give her anything else. And I'm like, she doesn't want anything besides your love.
Right.
I don't understand this. Why does he have to give her anything?
He's just got struggles within himself. He needs to work on.
But he's never had to give her anything.
I think it's more about something going on with him internally than him actually having thinking he's got to give her things.
Because the only thing he has to give her is his love. That's literally all he has to do is love her, and that's all she wants. She doesn't want anything else. Or
Easier
he's
said than done.
JC.
Yeah, he's the one that does a big gesture, so he feels like he just can't do that anymore. And like
Yeah,
she's going
well, at
to
this point, just give her your love.
and she's going to a great school, she'll do great things, so he just feels like he can't really, move on and do that with her. And
Yeah, he's
build
like,
the
I can't compete. He feels not good enough.
he can't mature in the relationship.
Well, and I do understand when he says, you want to get out of Capeside, and I am Capeside. I get that because he knows that even if, like, okay, he knows that even if they were still together, she goes off to college. How much time are they going to actually spend together?
Right.
They're going to be in two different worlds. He's going to be doing who
True.
knows what, and she's going to be living her college life. So
Yeah.
that's basically the end of it. Then she'll find a cute guy and she won't be able to, you know what I mean? Like, she'll go to parties, she'll go to study groups, she'll do all kinds of things that he knows she deserves to go do.
Right.
That's why when she says, will you break my heart and you say I deserve better? He's saying, yeah, and I understand that that's, yeah, he broke your heart, but he also said you deserve better than me, who
He
broke your heart. Like,
did,
that's literally exactly what he did. He broke your heart and said, you deserve better than me. What's wrong with that? Like,
well, he shouldn't have broke her heart.
oh, JC, it was all in the writing that this was meant to happen.
Well, he shouldn't have done it.
I know. So, yeah, that's, oh, you know what I thought was cute? There's the car ride home, everyone's mad at each other, but I did think it was cute when Jack gives Drew the money and Drew goes, I'm not taking. I'm like, Drew didn't take the money.
He's Drew, I think, is warming up to be a little bit of a better person than he was in the beginning. I like him more than I did. I didn't like him at all, so I'm liking him a little bit.
Yeah, at the end of the season when he's gonna go away.
Yeah.
That's when we
Wait,
like him.
goes away? We don't see him no more?
Well, he did say in this episode that he'll be at Boston, so he told Jen to look at Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be in the
Oh.
graduation episode, though, at least.
Yeah, but I'm just saying after the season, he'll be
Oh,
done.
yeah.
So that's how it ends. The car
Yeah.
ride home.
Yeah. So, highs and lows.
How so I'll go first. My high was Drew pulling her off the ledge. My
Ooh.
low. My low was Pacey saying all that in front of everyone.
Yeah,
He didn't
I
have
agree.
he could have done that in private if he wanted to yell at her.
That was my low as well.
Same.
Yep. What was your guys' high? My high was just like
Oh, no, yours
Jack
was
and
your
Toby.
favorite couple.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah, mine is too.
Right, and then what would you guys rate it?
Wait, did you say you're high? Oh yeah, you do, right.
A 7.
I give it 8.
Yeah, 7.
All right. JC, you gave it a 7 with your favorite couple?
Yes.
Man, it's really hard for you to give it an 8.
Yeah, I don't rate them high usually. I think I gave it an 8 one time.
Ooh. And then who's your best and worst?
My worst is Pacey because he didn't have to do that in front of everybody. My best is Toby.
Why? Because you liked him without the glasses and the suit on?
He cleaned up nice, and I liked seeing him get along with Jack.
Yeah, my worst was Pacey too, and then my best was Dawson just because he was there for Joey.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or else she just would have been by herself feeling so horrible.
Brittany, who
What's
is
yours, Brittany?
your
wrong, wrong, wrong.
She doesn't want to say it.
Oh, you guys. Dawson is
You're gonna find a reason not
the
to pick him.
best? What? Toby is the best? You are on something.
What do you think's the best?
the
Not
best
Pacey.
what?
Not Pacey.
the best is Drew.
For saving Jen?
Yes, she could have she, if he wasn't there. She would have died like Abby.
Yeah, true.
I mean,
So,
he saved a life and he didn't take the money when Jack was going to give it to him.
he did the bare minimum.
Oh my God, Jason. He did better than Toby and he did better than Dawson. So there you go. Those
I
two
don't
didn't
think Jen
save.
would have been, if Drew wasn't there, Jen wouldn't have been sitting on the ledge.
Yes,
I don't think
she would have. She went
Yeah.
out there to drink.
Yeah, but I don't think she would have been on the ledge if he
Yes,
was.
she would. She got up on there because I don't know why she was drunk. She
Part of the
wanted to go
reason
on the ledge.
she was
No.
part of the reason she was depressed was because of him being there.
No, it wasn't. She was drinking from the start. No.
It was
But
because she didn't want to go
anywho.
to New York.
Yes. And it's got nothing to
And
do with him.
she didn't want to be around him, though, either.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. The worst was Dawson.
No. Lies.
I'm just kidding. The worst was
Yeah.
Pacey. Yeah. All
And then the,
right. Blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And then
The
what's the
next
next episode?
episode 21, separation anxiety.
God. All right. Thanks for listening.
Yep, and we'll see you
See
next time.
y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Duo Chat. If you want to chime in with your opinion about the episode and the show we discussed, you can email us at duochatpodcast@gmail.com. And to keep up with updates about the podcast, you can follow us at Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Duo Chat Podcast. And give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd really appreciate it.